club owners started calling in and wanted to hear this lady, Queen Ida. Of course, they had a big picture in the insert. Sunday magazine was called A California Living. And the phone just kept ringing off the hook. And I said, I'm sorry, I was just sitting in. I don't have a band. And I gave him my brother's number. And I said, phone him. He has a band. So they phoned him, but they weren't pleased. They said, but you must have this lady play with you. I said, I only know 5 songs. He said, well, we'll do the 5 songs then. But nevertheless, that's how I, of course, started building my repertoire. Started playing the small clubs. And 2 years later, I played the Monterey Jazz Festival in Monterey, California. That was a prestigious gig. And then landed a record contract in 1976. This was in 74. The 75 had happened in 1976. G&P Crescendo Records contract, and I'm still with G&P Crescendo Records. 8 albums later, and 1 Grammy, and 4 nominations. Mm-hmm. And thank you. I'm real pleased because I have also received a lot of awards, and I'm really pleased, and I said, somebody up there likes me. I received the W.C. Handy Award, and I thought that was...
Yeah, that was sad. 1989, Blues Artist of the Year.
Yes.
Yes, and 1983 was the Best Ethnic Album, the Grammy for the Best Ethnic Album.
Yeah.